flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I tell you, I just love doing the show. It's just like the highlight of my week that I get to engage and talk and inform and educate and have fun with y'all who are listening. Like Kelly is checking in on social media. Cozy is checking in on social media. Jim Platton is always listening. Jim Platton listens so much that he thinks I'm like literally talking to him. Like when I'm on the radio. And so in the middle of my interview, he has been known to just pick up the phone and call me while I'm talking on the radio. I'm like, Jim, I'm doing my job. I'm on the radio. And I know that he is really going to enjoy this next segment because he is a man about community. He was the CEO of Open Cities Clinic over there in St. Paul near Midway, where he provided so many people with an opportunity to get access to health care free of charge, did a lot of community engagement in that community, and was kind enough when my family and I were looking to move back to Minnesota, provided Sean with a job so that the transition would be easy and swift for our family so that we could get those autism resources for our community. And for our children, excuse me. And so when I was informed about the 9th annual Central honoring Philando Castile, I said, let me get Adrian Pearman on the phone so Adrian could tell me all about this event that is coming up tomorrow. And Adrian is joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Adrian, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this is the 9th annual event. I wish that we did not have to commemorate, but you have done such a good job, you and your team, of making sure we never forget. Talk to me about this event that's coming up tomorrow.
Exactly, yeah. The event is threefold, celebrating the life of Philando Castile, who we lost on July 6, 2016. We're also, the focus is bringing the community together. We have community tables and nonprofits there, and just an opportunity to chat with your neighbor you might not see around during the year. So this is that. And then we also raise money for the Philando Castile Memorial Scholarship, which we've given out each year since the event started. It started actually in 2016, weeks mm-hmm. after he was killed. So it's 8 years since he passed, the 9th annual event.
And when people come out to this event tomorrow, what will they see?
Yeah, it's a community celebration out in the open, out in Dunning parking lot in St. Paul, 1221 Marshall. So plenty of free things to do for families and kids. There'll be a bounce house. There'll be face painting. There'll be amazing live performances there. We'll be selling shirts and food to raise money. People can also donate. But then, yeah, they'll be able to connect with the various community tables. So, again, a fun, family-friendly, free event to check out. Out in the beautiful sunshine tomorrow, but plenty of opportunities to have fun with those in the community.
And you have just taken the tragedy of Philando Castile's death with this event and allowed us to share in the celebration of his life. I have some folks who are listening who are new to the Twin Cities, and Philando's name rings a bell, but they're not that familiar with his story. Let's go ahead and do our due diligence, Adrian, and talk to me about the tragedy that happened.
Yeah, so again, it was July 6, 2016. Unfortunately, it was not the first or the last black man we saw tragically lose their life on our screens or our phones. But yeah, he was driving with his girlfriend at the time and her child heading home and from driving down Larpenteur and Falcon Heights, and a police officer pulled them over, and 6 or so seconds later, he was shot out of the... You can Google the full story, but yes, he died tragically there. And after that event, many of us in the community, many of those who knew him, who did not know him, saw that and were extremely frustrated. We had already protested. We marched. We made phone calls. We're like, what can we do? So the group of us got together and like, what can we use this both angry, sad, frustrated energy towards? And so it was a lot of social media, us making posts and seeing each other. You're thinking the same thing. I'm thinking the same thing. We need to get together and do something about this. So after talking with the then principal of St. Paul Central, Mary McBee, she talked about, you guys should start a scholarship or something. And so all those things came together with our first celebration a short few weeks after he was killed, because we made phone calls. People said, yep, I'll be there. What do you need? Do you need ordinances, sound variances, whatever else, supplies? And from that event, we just had a lot of good energy that came from that. We've been able to give out multiple scholarships since, and we've switched around some leadership, but new people come and go, but we're still energized to keep it going for many years.
And you talked about the scholarship component. One of the things Philando was known for was giving. And I know that was an important part of what you are doing tomorrow for the 9th annual Central Honors Philando Castile event. Talk to me about those scholarships.
Yeah, so it's currently set up to be one $5,000 scholarship a year. We're trying to get more educators in the community. Philando worked in a school, but he was not an educator. He worked in a culinary area, feeding kids and supporting them in many ways. But we're hoping to get more educators in the schools. We've given out, again, 8 scholarships so far. Many of them have gone on, graduated college. Mm-hmm. I saw one of our students the other day. He's going to be a senior at the University of Minnesota studying kinesiology. We had students who are her parents now, students who are off to medical school, so many great things. And that was with a one-time $5,000 scholarship. The goal is to continue increasing the fundraising so they can make it a renewable scholarship or make it a larger amount. We know the cost of higher ed is ever increasing, so that's why we're still going for many reasons.
Yeah, because I got one head in the St. Cloud State, and he's taking all my money with him, Adrian.
Yes.
I tell you that.
Understood.
But I want. I'm getting text messages. I know Charlotte. Her daughter is always looking for opportunities to be out in community with people. And you know, a lot of the parents and friends of mine who listen have mixed race children. You know, they are white women and they have black daughters and sons, and they want them to be engaged in their community. And so I always try to, you know, bring people like you on to talk about events that are happening that they wouldn't normally know about.
Yeah.
And so please talk to me again about where this event is tomorrow. Give me the times, a website where they can get more information from, because I don't want anybody who wants to go to this event to miss out.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, coming from your a fellow biracial individual, much like our future president. But yes, it's in St. Paul. All the information you can find if you go to centralhonorsphilando.org. There's our website, also on social media, Central Honors Philando, and Philando is spelled Philando. So it's, again, tomorrow from 1 to 5 p.m. It's basically, if you Google Dunning or Tony Stonefield, or 1221 Marshall Avenue, you'll see us out in the parking lot, free to attend, plenty of parking nearby to come on out. But again, all the information is on our website and social media as well for people to find. And again, it's called Central Honors Philando just because that's what sparked it, but the same as the Minnesota State Fair, not just for Minnesotans, the Irish Fest isn't just for Irish people. just because it has Central on the name doesn't mean it, others aren't welcome. It is open to the community. We'd love to have anybody from across the globe to join us to celebrate his life on this Sunday.
And I would like to pledge to give $500 for one of the scholarships.
Thank you.
I'm just moved to make a donation because I want to be a part of the solution and not talk just about the problem. And I really appreciate you and what your team has done to keep his legacy alive so that we won't forget and that we remember in a spirit of light, love, and advancement. And so as I send my own son off to college, I want to peel back $500 so that I can make a donation to the work that you are doing. So I'm going to go to that website. I'm going to click on that link. I'm going to make a donation because I want to make a difference in the work that you are doing.
Thank you. We greatly appreciate it. The scholarship is currently fully endowed, so it's going to last forever beyond many things, but we're still trying to increase it to make a larger impact on the lives of our young students.
Well, I just thank you so much for what you're doing, and we will see you tomorrow out in community. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. You all stick around. There's more to come. It is 119. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. The DNC is going to be happening in Chicago this coming week. I tell y'all, I wanted to go. I want to go. But the hotels, has anybody tried to get to Chicago to go to the Democratic National Convention? And I was thinking in my mind, you know, just kind of rationalizing it, trying to figure out, you know, finances, and I got to get 4 kids ready for school, one of them heading off to college, you know, just the shoes and the clothes and the stuff that they couldn't fit last year or repurpose, and school supplies. I'm like, okay, I can pull back this amount of money. I won't, get a plane. I'll just jump in the 9-seater and I'll just pay for the gas and go. It's Chicago. It's like what? 6-7 hours away, something like that, 12 hours, I don't remember, you know, but we can get to Chicago, and I got family there, I can stay with them, and we can hang out, and it'll be all great, but even then, it's just, it's ridiculous, the price of the hotels, and the parking, and woo, they are not making it easy for folks to get to Chicago for the DNC. If you already had tickets, God bless you. If you already got you a hotel, God bless you. Because what they're doing now with the rates and the prices of all of the available rooms that are left in and around that area, no bueno. You would have to take a second mortgage out on the house. That's all I'm telling you. Yeah, you're going to have to come up off of some of that retirement money because the city of Chicago is charging for parking at these hotels what a normal hotel rate is. That's how bad it is right now. Somebody needs to investigate the gouging. But Susie Jones is going to be going, that's what I heard from Chad Hartman. So I was trying to get her on the line to talk about what the plans are, the stories that she's going to cover, who she plans to talk to, all those good things. You know, it's going to be several days of the Democrats. Joe Biden is going to be coming out first on the first night and then building up. You know, our own Governor Tim Walz will be a very important part of the event. And then, of course, Kamala Harris there at the end as the presumptive Democratic nominee for president. There's been a lot of dust up, a lot of drama, a lot of back and forth with folks mispronouncing her name. Very disrespectful. These are political analysts who can say Stephanopoulos. These are political analysts who graduated from Harvard and Yale. They have law degrees. There is no excuse to mispronouncing Kamala Harris's name. And if you have problems saying Kamala, you can say Madam Vice President. Because she currently has a title. But, you know, Malcolm X said it best back in the 1960s. One of his most famous quotes, is the most disrespected in person in America is the black woman. You know, and so to get on national TV as a political analyst and mispronounce this woman's name, it is just absolutely disrespectful. It's not that difficult. It's really not. And if you can't pronounce her name, maybe you should just do some op-eds. But you surely shouldn't go on national TV mispronouncing the name of the current vice president of the United States of America. Can you imagine if a black political analyst went on national TV like a CNN or an MSNBC and mispronounced Biden? They wouldn't be back. It wouldn't be funny. We would talk about how unprofessional they were and how unprepared they were and how unpatriotic they were. And they'd be on the speaking circuit, but they would no longer have a job as a political analyst. And that just shows you the double standard that we still have in America and how far we still have to go. That white people would get on TV and mispronounce purposely the name of the current vice president of the United States of America and talk about how much they love this country. And then, you know, be tongue in cheek about it. It's disrespectful and it should not be tolerated. They better be glad I don't own the network because they would not have a job. And that gave me a great idea. You know, I'm full of great ideas, right? And so my great idea is, y'all watch the Olympics, right? How much fun Snoop Dogg was. I mean, he was just, from the folks who were watching like me and you at home to the actual athletes, to the athletes' families, everybody was loving Snoop Dogg. They were just like waiting for him and waving at him and trying to get him to their particular events. And the cameras were all over him. And then he was doing commentary with Mike Tirico and Bob Costas and so many others. And, you know, he just took over the Olympics. Why? Because people wanted something new and different and fun and engaging and exciting. And Snoop was all that in a bag of chips. He just brought so much new life and so much new energy to the Olympics. I don't know who at NBC had the great idea to have Snoop Dogg at the Olympics and have cameras following him everywhere he went. But that person needs a raise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. That person also needs to call me because this is my great idea. What Snoop Dogg was to the Olympics, I could be to election coverage. Now picture it, y'all. Look at it. They've got the Stephanopoulos of the world. They've got all these folks sitting around making their predictions and being the legal eagles and the political scholars, and they follow. But then they got me. Fun, engaging, talking regular people talk. Having a good time, enjoying the whole process. Folks would love that. I think folks would eat that up. I want to be to political commentary what Snoop Dogg was to the Olympics. Just a fresh voice, a fresh face, somebody that everybody will know and love and have a good time with this thing. I think, you know, we can make politics fun again. I really do. You know, because for so long it's been something that was divisive. And, you know, these young people, they were like, you know what? I don't even want to vote. It's just so crazy. And everybody's losing their minds. And people are so mad and mean. And, you know, you got to do something to get these young people engaged. You got to get them something, give them something to get involved in, give them something to look forward to. And I'm telling you, that's me. I'm telling you, that's my great idea. I don't know who y'all, I don't know if we're going to have to do a change.org petition. I don't know if one of y'all out there knows an NBC political producer that we can call. But, you know, when I went viral on NBC just a couple of weeks ago, when I was interviewed by an NBC reporter, you know, 15, 20 million hits later, everybody's loving the boom lady. I think this is just a natural progression to have me sitting on the set on a regular basis doing fun political commentary with the Stephanopolises of the world. This is what is missing in political news coverage. I believe that. I believe we're done with the talking heads. I believe we're done with all the negative energy. I believe we're done with all the disrespect and degrading and just downright nastiness of not only the campaigns, but how we cover it. You know, you see Vice President Harris, you see our Governor Tim Walz, they're laughing, they're smiling, they're engaging, they're having a good time. And folks are loving it. They wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Okay, you know what? I'm trying not to go to jail today. That ice cream truck is right outside my house. I'm in my studio and I'm looking out the window. And I don't know about y'all, but I got four kids in here. And so the ice cream man knows that. Okay, the ice cream man also knows that I have a show from 12 to 3. I have talked to the ice cream man and I said, don't come by here from 12 to 3, because my kids will come up here and worry the hell out of me for money. And then they'll want to run outside and get ice cream while I'm trying to do my show. And I don't know about y'all kids, but my kids don't look both ways when they cross the street, because all they're going to see is ice cream truck. And so they are literally parked outside my house playing that music, because they know their kids in here. They know this is the money house. They know my kids are going to get at least two or three things. I'm going to get 50-11 things. We're going to eat one now, and we're going to put the other in the freezer for later. So they just, you know what? We're going to have to take a commercial break, because I'm going to have to talk with the ice cream man. Mm-hmm. Yep, we'll be right back. Okay, what kind of fair goer are you? When you go to the Minnesota State Fair, do you just go and stumble up on things that are new? Or do you and your family make a plan? We're planners over here at the Brundage household. So my daughter Cameron is the family manager. All oldest daughters usually are. That's our role, and our goal is to manage everybody and tell folks what to do. And so what we do here at the Brundage household is we make a plan about what we're going to do, and we stick to that plan. We look at all the new fair foods. We go to Jason DeRush's blog and get all his information about what foods to try, what foods not to try. We check out the Pioneer Press. We check out the Star Tribune, see what their food writers are saying and doing. And then we do those things. Like, we eat those things, and then we go back another day and we just do rides. Right. And then we go back another day and we just do a little sightseeing. And then the fourth time we go is when we, you know, go and eat again. So any of the food that we didn't get the first time, we get that second time. And so we have a plan when we go to the fair. We're not all willy nilly. Yeah, we know exactly where we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then, you know, I got a little work to do. But we the kids definitely we're planners when we go to the Minnesota State Fair. That's coming up on Thursday. I cannot wait. We'll be there front and center, bright and early Friday morning. I'll be at the Minnesota Public Radio booth doing Almanac live at the fair with Kathy Werzer and Eric Escala and my friend Tane Danger. And then I'll go over to Chad Hartman's booth and at WCCO Radio for his show, doing Feisty Friday there. And then I'll be broadcasting my own show that Saturday on the 24th. And hadn't told anybody about this yet. We're going to be doing a line dance at 2 o'clock at the WCCO Radio booth. We're going to break the internet. I'll have more on that coming up a little bit later. You do not want to miss it. Saturday, 2 o'clock at the fair, WCCO Radio booth. We're going to have a flash mob. We're calling it Flash Mob at the fair. So I'm going to tell Steve Thompson about it at 2:45. You want to stick around for that. But I have to introduce you to this young man who is absolutely amazing. I met him several months ago at 360 Journalism. He and I hosted a fundraiser together. And I said, you know what, Marquand, anytime you need me for anything, I'm right there for you. And he called me. He said, Miss Shaletta, I've got an event coming up. Can I come on your show and talk about it? And you know, this show is all about giving voice to the community, especially young people in our community doing amazing things, like my new friend Marquand Harper. And he is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Marquand, thank you so much for being here. And I just have to always tell you how proud I am of you, the connections you're making in the community, what a great young leader you are, how you get out there and learn from people like me and Deshaun Drew and so many others, so that you can make your own mark in this world. It is just something to watch. I see you moving. I see you making connections. I see you doing great things. And I am just so proud of you.
Oh, well, you know, that means a lot, Ms. Shaletta. I just appreciate you for, you know, really showering me with your insight and your love and opportunities. So just know it does not go unappreciated at all.
Well, you got to tell everybody what you're doing, because you've got a big event coming up and we want to make sure to help you shine a spotlight on it. And I told you, anytime you needed me, you could come on this show, and I'm a woman of my word. So let's talk about this big festival you got coming up.
For sure. Yeah. The Frogtown Neighborhood Association and 85 Arts have collaborated on this year's Frogtown Arts Festival, happening 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. on August 25th at 825 University Avenue West. So pretty much, this is my second year working for this festival. I am proud to be the artist manager, so I've curated the lineup for this year's festival, and we have amazing artists, and featuring me, myself, I'll be DJing, and then we'll have artists like Louis Blaze and Tierra Oso, and so many other names that are going to be there and be able to set off this huge event. The reason why this event means so much this year, like, I mean, all the other years mattered, but this year there's a huge emphasis on it because it's the grand opening of 825 Arts, which is a building that has been renovated for 15 years on 825 University Avenue. And it's a grand opening. We're going to have politicians and lawmakers in the building, and there's going to be a lot of important names here to commemorate that huge day. So along with the artists and the music we're going to be having, we also have food trucks and vendors, along with an egg roll contest that we're going to probably be doing.
Wait, stop. Back up. Did you say an egg roll contest?
Do I need to reiterate? An egg roll contest, yes. We're going to be having the best vendors in our St. Paul Frogtown Rondo neighborhood going at it toe for toe to see who got the best egg rolls, Ms. Shaletta.
That is, you know what, that's worth going. I have never heard of an egg roll contest. That is so original and so amazing. Now, you got to back all the way up and tell me about the egg roll contest. That's the story. You done buried the lead, Marquand. Now, Marquand, wait, you got to back all the way up. So the egg roll contest, y'all going to have judges and people going to be eating. They're going to be scoring. How is the egg roll contest going to work?
You're going to love this. So look, the first 25 community members are the judges, because, you know, 825. Then we're going to have pieces of egg rolls from everywhere across the community, and we're going to be judging them anonymously. So when you eat an egg roll, you ain't going to know where it's from. All you're going to know is it hit or does it, you know what I mean, is it going to slap or not? You got to pretty much figure it out for yourself. And we're going to have a judge who's going to be taking care of all the information. We're going to count the votes, and we're going to award this rule for the first time ever, Ms. Shaletta. Who has the best egg rolls by 825 Arts in our community? It's not even, like, I can't even do the contest. I work here. So we have community members do it so that it's fair, and it's the people's voice for this.
Okay, how many people are signed up for the egg roll contest? Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now, Marquand. You know, I'm a marketing expert. That's what I do for a living. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is my company, and all I do is help organizations, companies, corporations, and people market and brand their stuff to fill the room, to make sure that they get the word out about their products and services and initiatives. And I'm going to just tell you, from now on, whenever you talk about this event, the only thing you need to be talking about is the egg roll contest. That's what you lead with. That's the most important part of this event, is that you are having the first. I have never, Marquand, heard of an egg roll contest. So when you go anywhere else talking about this event, when you writing up your news release, when you pitching this as a story to anybody, all you need to be talking about is the egg. I just gave you $1,000 worth of free marketing advice, Marquand. All you need to be talking about, because that's all I'm going to be talking about, because I've never heard of it, and everybody gets to judge. It's anonymous. You know, you get to cast your ballot and then decide who's going to be the egg roll king or queen of Frogtown. This is some serious stuff. People are very prideful about their egg rolls. So this is going to be a big deal, Marquand. Okay, now you got to tell me where the event is, when it is, so folks can come out and we can go ahead and be one of the first 25 people to get in so we can judge these egg rolls.
For sure, So, egg roll contest is at the start of the day. Going to let you guys know that. That's a sneak peek. The schedule isn't out yet, but yes. So get there early if you want to judge some egg rolls. We're going 1 to 8 p.m. on August 25th at, remember it now, 825 University Avenue West here in St. Paul, Minnesota. And then, just so you know, if you want more information about this event, there's more to be coming, especially like Monday. There's going to be so much more information released. Hit us up at 825Arts on Instagram, 825Arts on Facebook, at Frogtown MN on Instagram, and Frogtown Neighborhood Association on Facebook.
That is amazing. I am excited. I am so proud of you. And thank you for coming on the show. We love you.
Oh, and you know we love you too. And we appreciate you all for sharing the community voice here today.
All right. And you all stick around. There's more to come. It is not the 4th of July. It is August 17th. And it is 1:49. It is the Shaletta Show. And it is time for me to talk to my main girl, Susie Jones. Susie, where you at, girl?
Where am I at right now? I am at Rosedale Shopping Center with my mom shopping, and we just ate at that food court at Rosedale. That's very good.
What did you have?
We had spaghetti and meatballs. It's called The Baller, and it's Joey's Meatballs. And there's two meatballs and spaghetti, and we just get one order and split it, and it's the perfect amount of food. So now I'm talking to you, and I'm happy because I ate, and I got a pair of sandals on sale.
Okay, girl, you know what? That's called winning. That is called winning. Baby, you have eaten. You talking to your girlfriend, and you found some sandals on sale. You might as well just go home and go to sleep, because it don't get no better than that. You have peaked. It is 1:50, and you have peaked.
I'm done. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Good day, yeah. I'm getting and ready. How, you know, I'm going to go to Chicago tomorrow night.
I know. Okay, so talk to me about this. You know, are you going to be downtown at one of those $9 million night hotels? Are you parking at one of those $800 a night parking lots? I mean, what's going on?
I know. It's crazy. You know, I can't believe I'm going, because we were going to have our friends at WVBM in Chicago cover it for us, because they've got a full staff and they're still going to help. But when Governor Walz got on the ticket, I was like, you know, you guys, we really have to go. And it just happened that someone from the governor's office called and said, we have an extra credential. Do you want to go? And we got it cleared upstairs with Jeff Gonsales and Brad Lane and Lindsay Peterson. And I got a flight. I'm flying on Sun Country because it's very cheap to fly to Chicago.
Our hometown airline.
Do you remember John Williams ever? He used to be on WCCO for years and years. So he lives in Chicago, and he works for WGN, and he has a friend who has a son who has a condominium.
Girl, you went way down. Hold on, girl. I need to get you a ladder.
I have a place to stay. I'm flying, so I don't have to mess with my car, which is, I'm so
amazing. Yeah.
Because, you know, when I went to Milwaukee, I had a car. And Milwaukee's a different city in terms of it's so much smaller, but still, every other block, there were checkpoints, you know, so it was hard to get around. I can't imagine how hard it would have been for me with a car in Chicago. So I'm going to use public transit. My mom wants me to take a cab if there's a lot of protests. She doesn't want me to get hurt.
Well, yeah. I don't blame Mama. I don't blame Mama. Now, what's the goal when you go? Are you covering events? Do you have interviews that you're going to be getting set up? Do you have a plan? Are you just going to go and see what happens?
Well, you know, when I covered the Republicans, I was just telling my mom, I had a really good relationship with a member of the Republican Party from Minnesota, and they were very helpful, and we went to a lot of different places, and it was a great experience. But because I'm coming in kind of late to the game on the Democratic side, I don't have as much of a grasp on the activities. But we do know that every day at their hotel, it's called the Fairmont Millennial, which is right downtown and near the water, the Minnesota Democrats have a breakfast every morning at 7:30 to 9:30.
Okay.
And our friend Eric Espel told me that's really get there every day. And you'll get yourself set up with what stories to cover. You know, you might
okay.
say, you know what I mean? Like, who's doing what today? And then, of course, I'll go to the convention every night. Starts about 5 and it ends at 10. And that is at the United Center, which is a fair distance from where I'm staying. So we'll see how that goes. But being on the floor, there's nothing like it. It really is exhilarating.
Okay, I appreciate all the journalistic things you're going to be doing and the broadcasting you're going to be doing. That's going to be great, whatever. Girl, are you going to get to the parties? Are you going to the parties? Because I heard, I haven't been before myself, but I heard that the parties are amazing at these conventions.
You know, Jordana asked me the same thing about the parties. Honestly, I'm back to my place at midnight. I'm writing stories for the morning. Then I got to get up with Benita at 8:20 for the first live shot of the day. I cannot afford to stay out later than I'm already going to be up getting things. It's a haul. It's a lot of walking. It's a lot of writing, but kind of just a whirlwind. And then it's Thursday, you know?
Yeah. And you know what I realize is that after we get a certain age, it's only so much our bodies can take.
That's the truth.
Girl, our blood pressure start going up. We mess around and leave our medicine at home. Girl, our hormones are going to be off. Girl, I was looking at all the schedule of everything, and I'm like, how is Susan going to do all this by herself? She needs a producer in the field or somebody.
Well, that's where WVVM comes in. They do have people available to do different parts of it. So early on, I hope I get to sit down and visit and kind of get a game plan, because maybe, obviously, I can't get everything, but we'll kind of pick and choose. And remember, I'm just covering the Minnesotans. I'm not going to worry about anything else. So even if things are happening at night with the people that are speaking, Barack and President Biden Monday, and, there's a long list, what I might do on a particular night is see what Minnesota delegation members think of the speaker. I'm not going to try to say, okay, well, Barack Obama spoke about this, and this. I'll say Minnesota delegate Kay Jones says she was impressed by Obama's comments on senior care. You know what I mean?
Whatever's
like
going
that.
On. Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes so much sense. Okay.
And I'll try to sound perky, but last time in Milwaukee, I was a little tired, and my mom said I sounded tired and that I should sing before I do a live shot
to wake it up. Okay, I love, girl, Mama is full of advice. And I was just going to ask you, how's Mama doing? I need a Mama
fantastic.
Update. How's she doing?
My mom is fantastic. She wanted to know how you're doing. She's fine. She doesn't like to tout her own horn.
I know. But you tell her that the whole of the Shaletta Show listening audience wanted to get an update on Mama, because we need to make sure Mama's doing well.
Fantastic.
And fantastic. Okay. Now, what are you packing?
I have been very lucky. The last 3 days I have shopped at Von Maur at Rosedale, J. Hill at Galleria, and where else did I go? One other place. God,
the Loft.
The loft,
that's my spot. Okay.
I'm not gonna
it sounds like you got some good clothes. You got a good plan. Have a good trip to Chicago.
Yeah.
Yes. Comfortable shoes. Love
right,
you, girl. Talk soon.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
All right. And you all stick around. We've got more coming up.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I tell you, I just love doing the show. It's just like the highlight of my week that I get to engage and talk and inform and educate and have fun with y'all who are listening. Like Kelly is checking in on social media. Cozy is checking in on social media. Jim Platton is always listening. Jim Platton listens so much that he thinks I'm like literally talking to him. Like when I'm on the radio. And so in the middle of my interview, he has been known to just pick up the phone and call me while I'm talking on the radio. I'm like, Jim, I'm doing my job. I'm on the radio. And I know that he is really going to enjoy this next segment because he is a man about community. He was the CEO of Open Cities Clinic over there in St. Paul near Midway, where he provided so many people with an opportunity to get access to healthcare free of charge, did a lot of community engagement in that community, and was kind enough when my family and I were looking to move back to Minnesota, provided Sean with a job so that the transition would be easy and swift for our family so that we could get those autism resources for our community. And for our children, excuse me. And so when I was informed about the 9th annual Central honoring Philando Castile, I said, let me get Adrian Pierman on the phone so Adrian could tell me all about this event that is coming up tomorrow. And Adrian is joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Adrian, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this is the 9th annual event. I wish that we did not have to commemorate, but you have done such a good job, you and your team, of making sure we never forget. Talk to me about this event that's coming up tomorrow.
Exactly, yeah. The event is threefold, celebrating the life of Philando Castile, who we lost on July 6, 2016. We're also, the focus is bringing the community together. We have community tables and nonprofits there, and just an opportunity to chat with your neighbor you might not see around during the year. So this is that. And then we also raise money for the Philando Castile Memorial Scholarship, which we've given out each year since the event started. It started actually in 2016, weeks mm-hmm. after he was killed. So it's 8 years since he passed, the 9th annual event.
And when people come out to this event tomorrow, what will they see?
Yeah, it's a community celebration out in the open, out in Dunning parking lot in St. Paul, 1221 Marshall. So plenty of free things to do for families and kids. There'll be a bounce house. There'll be face painting. There'll be amazing live performances there. We'll be selling shirts and food to raise money. People can also donate. But then, yeah, they'll be able to connect with the various community tables. So, again, a fun, family-friendly, free event to check out. Out in the beautiful sunshine tomorrow, but plenty of opportunities to have fun with those in the community.
And you have just taken the tragedy of Philando Castile's death with this event and allowed us to share in the celebration of his life. I have some folks who are listening who are new to the Twin Cities, and Philando's name rings a bell, but they're not that familiar with his story. Let's go ahead and do our due diligence, Adrian, and talk to me about the tragedy that happened.
Yeah, so again, it was July 6, 2016. Unfortunately, it was not the first or the last black man we saw tragically lose their life on our screens or our phones. But yeah, he was driving with his girlfriend at the time and her child, heading home and from driving down Larpenteur and Falcon Heights, and a police officer pulled him over, and six or so seconds later, he was shot out of the... You can Google the full story, but yes, he died tragically there. And after that event, many of us in the community, many of those who knew him, who did not know him, saw that and were extremely frustrated. We had already protested. We marched. We made phone calls. We're like, what can we do? So the group of us got together and like, what can we use this both angry, sad, frustrated energy towards? And so it was a lot of social media, us making posts and seeing each other. You're thinking the same thing. I'm thinking the same thing. We need to get together and do something about this. So after talking with the then principal of St. Paul Central, Mary McBee, she talked about, you guys should start a scholarship or something. And so all those things came together with our first celebration a short few weeks after he was killed. Because we made phone calls, people said, yep, I'll be there. What do you need? Do you need ordinances, sound variances, whatever else, supplies? And from that event, we just had a lot of good energy that came from that. We've been able to give out multiple scholarships since, and we've switched around some leadership, but new people come and go, but we're still energized to keep it going for many years.
And you talked about the scholarship component. One of the things Philando was known for was giving. And I know that was an important part of what you are doing tomorrow for the 9th annual Central Honors Philando Castile event. Talk to me about those scholarships.
Yeah, so it's currently set up to be one $5,000 scholarship a year. We're trying to get more educators in the community. Philando worked in a school, but he was not an educator. He worked in a culinary area feeding kids and supporting them in many ways. But we're hoping to get more educators in the schools. We've given out, again, 8 scholarships so far. Many of them have gone on, graduated college. Mm-hmm. I saw one of our students the other day. He's going to be a senior at the University of Minnesota studying kinesiology. We had students who are her parents now, students who are off to medical school, so many great things. And that was with a one-time $5,000 scholarship. The goal is to continue increasing the fundraising so we can make it a renewable scholarship or make it a larger amount. We know the cost of higher ed is ever increasing, so that's why we're still going for many reasons.
Yeah, because I got one head in the St. Cloud State, and he's taking all my money with him, Adrian.
Yes.
I tell you that.
Understood.
But I want. I'm getting text messages. I know Charlotte. Her daughter is always looking for opportunities to be out in community with people. And you know, a lot of the parents and friends of mine who listen have mixed race children. You know, they mm-hmm. are white women and they have black daughters and sons and they want them to be engaged in their community. And so I always try to, you know, bring people like you on to talk about events that are happening that they wouldn't normally know about.
Yeah.
And so please talk to me again about where this event is tomorrow. Give me the times, a website where they can get more information from, because I don't want anybody who wants to go to this event to miss out.
Gotcha. Yeah, coming from your a fellow biracial individual, much like our future president. But yes, it's in St. Paul. All the information you can find if you go to centralhonorsphilando.org. There's our website, also on social media, Central Honors Philando, and Philando is spelled Philando. So it's, again, tomorrow from 1 to 5 p.m. It's basically, if you Google Dunning or Tony Stonefield, or 1221 Marshall Avenue, you'll see us out in the parking lot, free to attend, plenty of parking nearby to come on out. But again, all the information is on our website and social media as well for people to find. And again, it's called Central Honors Philando just because that's what sparked it. But the same as the Minnesota State Fair is not just for Minnesotans, the Irish Fest isn't just for Irish people. Just because it has Central on the name doesn't mean others aren't welcome. It is open to the community. We'd love to have anybody from across the globe to join us to celebrate his life on this Sunday.
And I would like to pledge to give $500 for one of the scholarships.
Thank you.
I'm just moved to make a donation because I want to be a part of the solution. and not talk just about the problem. And I really appreciate you and what your team has done to keep his legacy alive so that we won't forget and that we remember in a spirit of light, love, and advancement. And so as I send my own son off to college, I want to peel back $500 so that I can make a donation to the work that you are doing. So I'm going to go to that website. I'm going to click on that link. I'm going to make a donation because I want to make a difference in the work that you are doing.
Thank you. We greatly appreciate it. The scholarship is currently fully endowed, so it's going to last forever beyond many things, but we're still trying to increase it to make a larger impact on the lives of our young students.
Well, I just thank you so much for what you're doing, and we will see you tomorrow out in community. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. You all stick around. There's more to come. It is 1:19. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. The DNC is going to be happening in Chicago this coming week. I tell y'all, I wanted to go. I want to go. But the hotels, has anybody tried to get to Chicago to go to the Democratic National Convention? And I was thinking in my mind, you know, just kind of rationalizing it, trying to figure out, you know, finances, and I got to get 4 kids ready for school, one of them heading off to college, you know, just the shoes and the clothes and the stuff that they couldn't fit last year or repurpose, and school supplies. I'm like, okay, I can pull back this amount of money. I won't get a plane. I'll just jump in the 9-seater and I'll just pay for the gas and go. It's Chicago. It's like what? 6-7 hours away, something like that, 12 hours, I don't remember, you know, but we can get to Chicago, and I got family there, I can stay with them, and we can hang out, and it'll be all great, but even then, it's just, it's ridiculous, the price of the hotels, and the parking, and woo, they are not making it easy for folks to get to Chicago for the DNC. If you already had tickets, God bless you. If you already got you a hotel, God bless you. Because what they're doing now with the rates and the prices of all of the available rooms that are left in and around that area, no bueno. You would have to take a second mortgage out on the house. That's all I'm telling you. Yeah, you're going to have to come up off of some of that retirement money because the city of Chicago is charging for parking at these hotels what a normal hotel rate is. That's how bad it is right now. Somebody needs to investigate the gouging. But Susie Jones is going to be going, that's what I heard from Chad Hartman. So I was trying to get her on the line to talk about what the plans are, the stories that she's going to cover, you know, who she plans to talk to, all those good things. You know, it's going to be several days of the Democrats. Joe Biden is going to be coming out first on the first night and then building up. You know, our own Governor Tim Walz will be a very important part of the event. And then, of course, Kamala Harris there at the end as the presumptive Democratic nominee for president. And, you know, there's been a lot of dust up, a lot of drama, a lot of back and forth with folks mispronouncing her name. Very disrespectful. These are political analysts who can say Stephanopoulos. These are political analysts who graduated from Harvard and Yale. They have law degrees. There is no excuse to mispronouncing Kamala Harris's name. And if you have problems saying Kamala, you can say Madam Vice President. Because she currently has a title. But, you know, Malcolm X said it best back in the 1960s. One of his most famous quotes is the most disrespected person in America is the black woman. You know, and so to get on national TV as a political analyst and mispronounce this woman's name, it is just absolutely disrespectful. It's not that difficult. It's really not. And if you can't pronounce her name, maybe you should just do some op-eds. But you surely shouldn't go on national TV mispronouncing the name of the current vice president of the United States of America. Can you imagine if a black political analyst went on national TV like a CNN or an MSNBC and mispronounced Biden? They wouldn't be back. It wouldn't be funny. We would talk about how unprofessional they were and how unprepared they were and how unpatriotic they were. And they'd be on the speaking circuit, but they would no longer have a job as a political analyst. And that just shows you the double standard that we still have in America and how far we still have to go. That white people would get on TV and mispronounce purposely the name of the current vice president of the United States of America and talk about how much they love this country. And then, you know, be tongue in cheek about it. It's disrespectful and it should not be tolerated. They better be glad I don't own the network because they would not have a job. And that gave me a great idea. You know, I'm full of great ideas, right? And so my great idea is, y'all watch the Olympics, right? How much fun Snoop Dogg was. I mean, he was just, from the folks who were watching like me and you at home to the actual athletes, to the athletes' families, everybody was loving Snoop Dogg. They were just like waiting for him and waving at him and trying to get him to their particular events. And the cameras were all over him. And then he was doing commentary with Mike Tirico and Bob Costas and so many others. And, you know, he just took over the Olympics. Why? Because people wanted something new and different and fun and engaging and exciting. And Snoop was all that in a bag of chips. He just brought so much new life and so much new energy to the Olympics. I don't know who at NBC had the great idea to have Snoop Dogg at the Olympics and have cameras following him everywhere he went. But that person needs a raise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. That person also needs to call me because this is my great idea. What Snoop Dogg was to the Olympics, I could be to election coverage. Now picture it, y'all. Look at it. They've got the Stephanopoulos of the world. They've got all these folks sitting around making their predictions and being the legal eagles and the political scholars, and they follow. But then they got me. Fun, engaging, talking regular people talk. Having a good time. Enjoying the whole process. Folks would love that. I think folks would eat that up. I want to be to political commentary what Snoop Dogg was to the Olympics. Just a fresh voice, a fresh face, somebody that everybody will know and love and have a good time with this thing. I think, you know, we can make politics fun again. I really do. You know, because for so long it's been something that was divisive. And, you know, these young people, they were like, you know what? I don't even want to vote. It's just so crazy. And everybody's losing their minds. And people are so mad and mean. And, you know, you got to do something to get these young people engaged. You got to get them something, give them something to get involved in, give them something to look forward to. And I'm telling you, that's me. I'm telling you, that's my great idea. I don't know who y'all, I don't know if we're going to have to do a change.org petition. I don't know if one of y'all out there knows an NBC political producer that we can call. But, you know, when I went viral on NBC just a couple of weeks ago, when I was interviewed by an NBC reporter, you know, 15, 20 million hits later, everybody's loving the boom lady. I think this is just a natural progression to have me sitting on the set on a regular basis doing fun political commentary with the Stephanopoulos of the world. This is what is missing in political news coverage. I believe that. I believe we're done with the talking heads. I believe we're done with all the negative energy. I believe we're done with all the disrespect and degrading and just downright nastiness of not only the campaigns, but how we cover it. You know, you see Vice President Harris, you see our Governor Tim Walz, they're laughing, they're smiling, they're engaging, they're having a good time. And folks are loving it. They are. Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Okay, you know what? I'm trying not to go to jail today. That ice cream truck is right outside my house. I'm in my studio and I'm looking out the window. And I don't know about y'all, but I got four kids in here. And so the ice cream man knows that. Okay, the ice cream man also knows that I have a show from 12 to 3. I have talked to the ice cream man and I said, don't come by here from 12 to 3, because my kids will come up here and worry the hell out of me for money. And then they'll want to run outside and get ice cream while I'm trying to do my show. And I don't know about y'all kids, but my kids don't look both ways when they cross the street, because all they're going to see is ice cream truck. And so they are literally parked outside my house playing that music because they know their kids in here. They know this is the money house. They know my kids are going to get at least two or three things. I'm going to get 50-11 things. We're going to eat one now and we're going to put the other in the freezer for later. So they just, you know what? We're going to have to take a commercial break because I'm going to have to talk with the ice cream man. Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll be right back. Okay. What kind of fair goer are you? When you go to the Minnesota State Fair, do you just go and stumble up on things that are new? Or do you and your family make a plan? We're planners over here at the Brundage household. So my daughter Cameron is the family manager. All oldest daughters usually are. That's our role, and our goal is to manage everybody and tell folks what to do. What we do here at the Brundage household is we make a plan about what we're going to do, and we stick to that plan. We look at all the new fair foods. We go to Jason DeRush's blog and get all his information about what foods to try, what foods not to try. We check out the Pioneer Press. We check out the Star Tribune, see what their food writers are saying and doing. And then we do those things. Like, we eat those things, and then we go back another day and we just do rides. Right. And then we go back another day and we just do a little sightseeing. And then the fourth time we go is when we, go and eat again. So any of the food that we didn't get the first time, we get that second time. And so we have a plan when we go to the fair. We're not all willy nilly. Yeah, we know exactly where we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then, you know, I got a little work to do, but we the kids definitely we're planners when we go to the Minnesota State Fair. That's coming up on Thursday. I cannot wait. We'll be there front and center, bright and early Friday morning. I'll be at the Minnesota Public Radio booth doing Almanac live at the fair with Kathy Werzer and Eric Escala and my friend Tane Danger. And then I'll go over to Chad Hartman's booth and at WCCO Radio for his show, doing Feisty Friday there. And then I'll be broadcasting my own show that Saturday on the 24th. And hadn't told anybody about this yet. We're going to be doing a line dance at 2 o'clock at the WCCO Radio booth. We're going to break the internet. I'll have more on that coming up a little bit later. You do not want to miss it. Saturday, 2 o'clock at the fair, WCCO Radio booth. We're going to have a flash mob. We're calling it Flash Mob at the Fair. So I'm going to tell Steve Thompson about it at 2:45. You want to stick around for that. But I have to introduce you to this young man who is absolutely amazing. I met him several months ago at 360 Journalism. He and I hosted a fundraiser together. And I said, you know what, Marquand, anytime you need me for anything, I'm right there for you. And he called me. He said, Miss Shaletta, I've got an event coming up. Can I come on your show and talk about it? And you know, this show is all about giving voice to the community, especially young people in our community doing amazing things, like my new friend Marquand Harper, and he is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Marquand, thank you so much for being here, and I just have to always tell you how proud I am of you, the connections you're making in the community, what a great young leader you are, how you get out there and learn from people like me and Deshaun Drew and so many others so that you can make your own mark in this world. It is just something to watch. I see you moving. I see you making connections. I see you doing great things. And I am just so proud of you.
Oh, well, you know, that means a lot, Ms. Shaletta. I just appreciate you for, you know, really showering me with your insight and your love and opportunities. So just know it does not go unappreciated at all.
Well, you got to tell everybody what you're doing, because you've got a big event coming up and we want to make sure to help you shine a spotlight on it. And I told you, anytime you needed me, you could come on this show, and I'm a woman of my word. So let's talk about this big festival you got coming up.
For sure. Yeah. The Frogtown Neighborhood Association and 85 Arts have collaborated on this year's Frogtown Arts Festival, happening 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. on August 25th at 825 University Avenue West. So pretty much, this is my second year working for this festival. I am proud to be the artist manager. So I've curated the lineup for this year's festival, and we have amazing artists, and featuring me, myself, I'll be DJing. And then we'll have artists like Louis Blaze and Tierra Oso and so many other names that are going to be there and be able to set off this huge event. The reason why this event means so much this year, like, I mean, all the other years mattered, but this year there's a huge emphasis on it because it's the grand opening of 825 Arts, which is a building that has been renovated for 15 years on 825 University Avenue. And it's a grand opening. We're going to have politicians and lawmakers in the building, and there's going to be a lot of important names here to commemorate that huge day. So along with the artists and the music we're going to be having, we also have food trucks and vendors, along with an egg roll contest that we're going to probably be doing.
Wait, stop. Back up. Did you say an egg roll contest?
Do I need to reiterate? An egg roll contest, yes. We're going to be having the best vendors in our St. Paul, Frogtown, Rondo neighborhood going at it toe for toe to see who got the best egg rolls, Ms. Shaletta.
That is, you know what, that's worth going. I have never heard of an egg roll contest. That is so original and so amazing. Now, you got to back all the way up and tell me about the egg roll contest. That's the story. You done buried the lead, Marquand. Now, Marquand, wait, you got to back all the way up. So the egg roll contest, y'all going to have judges and people going to be eating. They going to be scoring. How is the egg roll contest going to work?
You're going to love this. So look, the first 25 community members are the judges, because, you know, 825. Then we're going to have pieces of egg rolls from everywhere across the community, and we're going to be judging them anonymously. So when you eat an egg roll, you ain't going to know where it's from. All you're going to know is it hit, or does it, you know what I mean, is it going to slap or not? You got to pretty much figure it out for yourself. And we're going to have a judge who's going to be taking care of all the information. We're going to count the votes, and we're going to award this rule for the first time ever, Ms. Shaletta, who has the best egg rolls by 825 Arts in our community. It's not even, like, I can't even do the contest. I work here. So we have community members do it so that it's fair, and it's the people's voice for this.
Okay, how many people are signed up for the egg roll contest? Okay, just, I'm going to tell you this right now, Marquand. You know, I'm a marketing expert. That's what I do for a living. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is my company, and all I do is help organizations, companies, corporations, and people market and brand their stuff to fill the room, to make sure that they get the word out about their products and services and initiatives. And I'm going to just tell you, from now on, whenever you talk about this event, the only thing you need to be talking about is the egg roll contest. That's what you lead with. That's the most important part of this event, is that you are having the first. I have never, Marquand, heard of an egg roll contest. So when you go anywhere else talking about this event, when you writing up your news release, when you pitching this as a story to anybody, all you need to be talking about is the egg. I just gave you $1,000 worth of free marketing advice, Marquand. All you need to be talking about, because that's all I'm going to be talking about, because I've never heard of it, and everybody gets to judge. It's anonymous. You know, you get to cast your ballot and then decide who's going to be the egg roll king or queen of Frogtown. This is some serious stuff. People are very prideful about the egg rolls. So this is going to be a big deal, Marquand. Okay, now you got to tell me where the event is, when it is, so folks can come out and we can go ahead and be one of the first 25 people to get in so we can judge these egg rolls.
For sure, So, egg roll contest is at the start of the day. Going to let you guys know that. That's a sneak peek. The schedule isn't out yet, but yes. So get there early if you want to judge some egg rolls. We're going 1 to 8 p.m. on August 25th at, remember it now, 825 University Avenue West here in St. Paul, Minnesota. And then, just so you know, if you want more information about this event, there's more to be coming, especially like Monday. There's going to be so much more information released. Hit us up at 825Arts on Instagram, 825Arts on Facebook, at Frogtown MN on Instagram, and Frogtown Neighborhood Association on Facebook.
That is amazing. I am excited. I am so proud of you. And thank you for coming on the show. We love you.
Oh, and you know we love you too. And we appreciate you all for sharing the community voice here today.
All right. And you all stick around. There's more to come. It is not the 4th of July. It is August 17th. And it is 1:49. It is the Shaletta Show. And it is time for me to talk to my main girl, Susie Jones. Susie, where you at, girl?
Where am I at right now? I am at Rosedale Shopping Center with my mom shopping, and we just ate at that food court at Rosedale that's very good.
What did you have?
We had spaghetti and meatballs. It's called The Baller, and it's Joey's Meatballs. And there's two meatballs and spaghetti, and we just get one order and split it, and it's the perfect amount of food. So now I'm talking to you, and I'm happy because I ate, and I got a pair of sandals on sale.
Okay, girl, you know what? That's called winning. That is called winning. Baby, you have eaten, you're talking to your girlfriend, and you found some sandals on sale. You might as well just go home and go to sleep, because it don't get no better than that. You have peaked. It is 1:50, and you have peaked.
I'm done. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Good day, yeah. I'm getting ready. I'm going to go to Chicago tomorrow night.
I know. Okay, so talk to me about this. Are you going to be downtown at one of those $9 million night hotels? Are you parking at one of those $800 a night parking lots? I mean, what's going on?
No, I know. It's crazy. You know, I can't believe I'm going, because we were going to have our friends at WBBM in Chicago cover it for us, because they've got a full staff and they're still going to help. But when Governor Walz got on the ticket, I was like, you know, you guys, we really have to go. And it just happened that someone from the governor's office called and said, we have an extra credential. Do you want to go? And we got it cleared upstairs with Jeff Gonsales and Brad Lane and Lindsay Peterson. And I got a flight. I'm flying on Sun Country because it's very cheap to fly to Chicago.
Our hometown airline.
Do you remember John Williams ever? He used to be on WCCO for years and years. So he lives in Chicago, and he works for WGN, and he has a friend who has a son who has a condominium.
Girl, you went way down. Hold on, girl. I need to get you a ladder.
I have a place to stay. I'm flying, so I don't have to mess with my car, which is, I'm so
amazing. Yeah.
Because, you know, when I went to Milwaukee, I had a car. And Milwaukee's a different city in terms of it's so much smaller, but still, every other block, there were checkpoints, you know, so it was hard to get around. I can't imagine how hard it would have been for me with a car in Chicago. So I'm going to use public transit. My mom wants me to take a cab if there's a lot of protests. She doesn't want me to get hurt.
Well, yeah. I don't blame mama. Now, what's the goal when you go? Are you covering events? Do you have interviews that you're going to be getting set up? Do you have a plan? Are you just going to go and see what happens?
Well, you know, when I covered the Republicans, I was just telling my mom, I had a really good relationship with a member of the Republican Party from Minnesota, and they were very helpful, and we went to a lot of different places, and it was a great experience. But because I'm coming in kind of late to the game on the Democratic side, I don't have as
much of a grasp on the activities, but we do know that every day at their hotel, called the Fairmont Millennial, which is right downtown and near the water, the Minnesota Democrats have a breakfast every morning at 7:30 to 9:30.
Okay.
And our friend Eric Espel told me that that's really get there every day and you'll get yourself set up with what stories to cover. You know, you might say,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, who's doing what today? And then, of course, I'll go to the convention every night. Starts about 5 and it ends at 10. And that is at the United Center, which is a fair distance from where I'm staying. So we'll see how that goes. But being on the floor, there's nothing like it. It really is exhilarating.
Okay, I appreciate all the journalistic things you're going to be doing and the broadcasting you're going to be doing. That's going to be great, whatever. Girl, are you going to get to the parties? Are you going to the parties? Because I heard, I haven't been before myself, but I heard that the parties are amazing at these conventions.
You know, Jordana asked me the same thing about the parties. Honestly, I'm back to my place at midnight. I'm writing stories for the morning. Then I got to get up with Benita at 8:20 for the first live shot of the day. I cannot afford to stay out later than I'm already going to be up getting things. It's a haul. It's a lot of walking. It's a lot of writing, but kind of just a whirlwind. And then it's Thursday, you know?
Yeah. And you know what I realize is that after we get a certain age, it's only so much our bodies can take.
That's the truth.
Girl, our blood pressure start going up. We mess around and leave our medicine at home. Girl, our hormones are going to be off. Girl, I was looking at all the schedule of everything, and I'm like, how is Susa going to do all this by herself? She needs a producer in the field or somebody.
Well, that's where WVVM comes in. They do have people available to do different parts of it. So early on, I hope I get to sit down and visit and kind of get a game plan, because maybe, obviously, I can't get everything, but we'll kind of pick and choose. And remember, I'm just covering the Minnesotans. I'm not going to worry about anything else. So even if things are happening at night with the people that are speaking, Barack and President Biden Monday, and, you know, there's a long list, what I might do on a particular night is see what Minnesota delegation members think of the speaker. I'm not going to try to say, okay, well, Barack Obama spoke about this, this, and this. I'll say Minnesota delegate Kay Jones says she was impressed by Obama's comments on senior care. You know what I mean?
Whatever's
like
going
that.
On. Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes so much sense. Okay.
And I'll try to sound perky, but last time in Milwaukee, I was a little tired, and my mom said I sounded tired and that I should sing before I do a live shot
to wake it up. Okay, I love, girl, Mama is full of advice. And I was just going to ask you, how's Mama doing? I need a Mama update. How's she doing?
My mom is fantastic. She wanted to know how you're doing. She's fine. She doesn't like to tout her own horn.
I know. But you tell her that the whole of the Shaletta Show listening audience wanted to get an update on Mama, because we need to make sure Mama's doing well.
Fantastic.
And fantastic. Okay. Now, what are you packing?
I have been very lucky. The last 3 days, I have shopped at Von Maur at Rosedale, J. Hill at Galleria, and where else did I go? One other place. God, oh, the Loft.
The loft, that's my spot. Okay.
Well,
it sounds like you got some good clothes. You got a good plan. Have a good trip to Chicago.
Yeah.
Yes. Comfortable shoes. Love
right,
you, girl.
Here.
Talk soon.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
All right. And you all stick around. We've got more coming up.